WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In much of the northern part of the country, it's snow. CBS's Jim Krasula says further south, it's cold and turbulent.
The first severe weather outbreak of the new year is expected today across the mid and deep south. The National Weather Service has posted a 3 out of 5 risk of nasty storms, including tornadoes, across parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Tomorrow's election certification should be much different from 4 years ago. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells CNN's State of the Union that security will be tighter at the Capitol.
We made 103 recommendations, and my job as chair of the Rules Committee was to make sure they got done. We have a new police chief, increased morale, many hundreds of more officers, and we have a plan and a strategy in place.
It costs more to drive into parts of Manhattan starting today. It's called congestion pricing. Many New Yorkers are livid.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to move around.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Sunday, but a frigid afternoon. High temperatures warming to the middle teens. Our wind chills, though, down colder than 10 below zero with a north breeze. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the middle single digits. It's 3 at our studios.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Back we are, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the rat race continues. Frank Sinatra.
Dear heart, wish you my dear heart, it seems like a year since you've been out of my sight. A single room, a table for one, it's a lonesome town. All right, but soon I'll kiss you hello at our front door, and dear heart, I want you to know I'll leave your arms nevermore.
A single room, a table for one, it's a lonesome town.
Soon I'll kiss you hello at our front door, and dear heart,
Empire State. The RCA. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State. The RCA. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know they're as lonesome as you. Got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
That's Gordon Jenkins with Tony on Columbia. It's the music of the stars. That time of the year, isn't it? Jacques Brel's music.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again, if you ever do. For what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. But if you go, gone from the word goodbye. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust, just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I'd have been the shadow of your shadow if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
Marty Peach and the orchestra. And Jack Jones. Jacques Brel wrote that. Peggy Lee wrote the lyrics to this. Dave Grusin did the music. 1966. On the Music of the Stars.
And for someone who needed me, I'd be a necessity, indispensable. If you needed me, I would find ways to be. to make you glad, and I'd do things to comfort you if ever you were sad. Turn away.
Four lads, that was Anne Murray.
Need you to drive me out of my mind. Who needs you? I'd like to know. Who needs you to give me chills when I'm
sleep. at night. Who needs you? I'd like to know.
Stillman wrote that. That's Ray Ellis and the orchestra. Spent 5 months on the Billboard charts. Ah, those lads. 4 kids out of Toronto. Right here in one place.
I just closed my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I saw wanna give. It's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold up my hands and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm. Miles of empty space in between us. A telephone can't take the place of your smile. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do.
It's a heavy load that we bear.
But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime.
It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do.
Where I need love, I hold out my hands and I touch.
Carol Bayer Sager recorded that and created it, actually, with Albert Hammond. And he put it together in 1976 on his album. There was a version that got it up to number one on the British singles chart the next year, 77, but it was a massive hit. Here's Shelley Duvall, who we just lost. It's from Popeye, and she's singing it about Robin Williams. The character.
And all at once I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. I will because he needs me. No one ever asked before because they never needed me. But he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs.
Even now, you're the ones who think that brings my heart
That was Linda Eder. Here's Barry Manilow. He wrote this.
Even now, when there's someone else who cares, when there's someone home who's waiting just for me, even now I think about you as I'm climbing up the stairs, and I wonder what to do so she won't see that even now, when I know it wasn't right, and I found a better life than what we had. Even now I wake up crying in the middle of the night, and I can't believe it still could hurt so bad. Even now that I have come so far, I wonder where you are, I wonder why it's still so hard without you. Even now when I come shining through, I swear I think of you and how I wish you knew. Even now, even now, when I never hear your name, and the world has changed so much since you've been gone. Even now I still remember, and the feeling's still the same, and this pain inside of me goes on and on. Even now, even now, when I have come so far, I wonder where you are, I wonder why it's still so hard without you. Even now, when I come shining through, I swear I think of you, and God, I wish you knew. Somehow, even
now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Tired Old Queen at the Movies.
Why can't I call you Colonel?
If we were overheard, sir, people might take us to be equal.
All kinds of regrets.
Where I come from, everybody is equal, see?
Oh, that may be all very well for America, sir. But it would never do with us.
Every society has its own unique traditions and norms, structures shaped by a variety of historical, political, social, and economic influences. And within each of those cultures are carried seemingly distinct sets of principles and challenges that set them apart from any other. But with...
Do you have any regrets?
No. Don't have time to regret. We move on. Because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie. I'm a sinner. I'm an old sinner. I've done some bad things. I've done some good things. So, you know, you just forgive yourself and move on.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say. He truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows, I took the blows, and did it my way.
The music of the stars.
Yes, it was my way.
And now a word from Anthony Hopkins.
I'm celebrating 47 years today of sobriety. But this is a message not meant to be heavy, but I hope helpful. I am a recovering alcoholic. And to you out there, I know there are people struggling. In this day and age of cancel and hatred and non-compromise, children being bullied, I say to this, be kind to yourself. Be kind. Stay out of the circle of toxicity with people. If they offend you, live your life. Be proud of your life. 47 years ago, I was in a desperate situation, in despair, and probably not long to live. And I just happened to acknowledge one day that there was something really wrong with me. But I didn't realize that it was a kind of condition, mental, physical, emotional condition called alcoholism or addiction. I'm not an expert on drugs. I'm not an expert on anything. I know nothing, except I have found a life where no one bullies me. I want to say to all you young people who are being bullied, take heed. You be proud of yourself. Don't listen to them. Don't let yourself be put down.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nominated as actors in a leading role. Here they are. Warren Beatty in Bugsy. Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Anthony Hopkins in The Silence of the Lambs. Nick Nolte in The Prince of Tides. Robin Williams in The Fisher King. And the Oscar goes to Anthony Hopkins in The Silence of the Lambs.
My God, I can't believe it. This is really unexpected. It's a great honor to be here, especially with such great actors like Nick Nolte and Warren Beatty and Robin Williams, Robert De Niro. First of all, I want to say hello to my mother. She's in Wales watching this on television with Eve and Jean and Jill and Tony. My father died 11 years ago tonight, so maybe he had something to do with this as well, I don't know. But I want to say thank you to the Academy for your tremendous generosity, to my friend Bob Palmer, my friend and publicist, my dear beloved wife, Jenny. And I have many people to thank here in Los Angeles who, over the years, have given me tremendous support, without whose help I wouldn't be here, I know. And I am greatly honored and tremendously moved. And God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Lou Regani.
Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is. Obsession, obsession.
Next week, once again, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and across the world at Civic Media US. Keep your dreams alive, everybody.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars.
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
You are.
sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
This is Lou Vergani, and that's one of my favorite tunes. It's been our closing theme for 34 years. Alan Roberts, Robert Allen wrote that. Those are their names. Perry Como's theme, and until next week, this is the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Vergani. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network all over the world at civicmedia.us. And podcasts as well, you'll find them there. Join us on Facebook and the Music of the Stars as well.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, going to Kansas City. We'll take it nice and slow because the city is in the middle of a huge snow and ice storm that stretches for hundreds of miles. KCTV's Mark Paulos.
We're seeing trucks, four-wheel drive trucks, spinning out. We've seen cars spin out, going the other way, the wrong direction on the highway. These roads, super slick.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're looking at amounts on the order of 18 to 14 inches from portions of the Central Plains, Mid-Mississippi Valley, all the way over to the Appalachians. And with time, we're expecting several inches, perhaps upwards of around a foot, that could impact portions of the Mid-Atlantic.
FlightAware says more than 1,000 U.S. flights have been canceled today. 16-year-old Owen Bowers was born decades after Jimmy Carter left office, but he's one of thousands who've gone to the Carter Center in Atlanta to pay respects to the 39th president.
He's special to me because